Darren, I'm so excited about this teaching that I would like to go over it again. And some of you who are listening, you have never gone through this concept of speaking the possible into your impossible situations through the Word of God. And so I would like to go through the very first part of Ezekiel 37 again, Darren, because I know that the enemy, more than anything else, wants to kill, steal, and destroy our believers. And those of you who are listening to us speak here today, you know that the devil has been on your tail to try to destroy you. And if he can get you to say negative words, that's the best thing he can do to get a victory. And so we want you to take the Word of God, and you know that when you listen to us daily, we talk the Bible every day. We want you to get the Word of God in so confidently into your very spirit and the very core of your being that when he comes around to hassle you, the first thing out of your mouth is a word. Also, when things have become impossible in your life, you take that Word of God and you sow that into prophetic word, and it will become manifest in the physical. And Darren, that's why I want to go over Ezekiel 37 again.
Well, I believe this is one of the most dramatic scriptures in the Old Testament, in fact, of all of Scripture, because God has made us in his image and likeness. He talks about that in Genesis chapter 1. If you want to go over there, it's verse 26 through 28. God said us to go down and create man in our own image and likeness, and then he gave us authority to rule, subdue, and dominate. And to do that, you have to understand, if you're going to do it effectively, that you have creative power in your mouth for good or for evil, for constructive things in your life or destructive things. So I think I'll just go back and read Ezekiel chapter 37, beginning with the first verse.
All right.
The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out by the Spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley in. It was full of dry bones. He caused me to pass among them round about, and behold, there were very many on the surface of the valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Again he said to me, Prophesy over these bones, and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, that you may come to life. I think I will stop at this point. And we'll go on and do some teaching here that will be very, very meaningful and effective for you.
Well, Darren, a lot of our friends listening, when they look at their life, all they see is a valley of dry bones. So I believe they can almost identify with Ezekiel here when the Lord brought him to a valley of dry bones. They say, yeah, my life has been one failure after another. All I see when I turn around and look at my past is a valley of dry bones. Everything's been dead in my life. Everything just turns to failure or turns to mistakes in my life. And here is where Ezekiel was. He had seen the people of Israel turn to idolatry, turn to horrible things, and all he saw was a valley of dry bones.
Now we're going to apply this today perhaps to a career, to finances, to your health, to your opportunities, to relationships. When something is, some would say in street language, well, that's just gone south, or that went sour, or there's been something wrong here. But if we sat down with you, we'd probably find out that there's been death in some area of your life for a long, long time. For example, if there's been a spirit of debt in your life, that's really a death spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If there's been infirmity around, if every sickness that comes along, your family catches it, that's an example of a spirit of death operating in your family. Or if we could say you've gone from one job to another job to another job, you've not been able to hold a job, I would say that's an example of death operating in terms of employment.
Yes.
We've got some great news for you. You can change that. And I believe with all my heart you want to change it. You're not happy with it. It's brought you nothing but grief and loss and sorrow and probably paralysis, and maybe you felt like you were in jail and couldn't get out. Well, we're going to show you how to get out of that today by using the power of the Scripture and the power of your mouth and the power of words, and God has given that to us. We are not without defense. That's one of the greatest bottom line aspects of this teaching, Barbara, is that people will say, well, I don't have a chance. I don't have any money. I don't have opportunities. Oh, yes, you do. And you can change that by using the power of your words. We're going to show you how to do that today so you begin to breathe life and stop speaking and breathing death over your situation.
That's right. And in the last hour, we found out that there's two steps here going on. When God has Ezekiel looking on his situation, he sees it as dead. And really, Darren, a lot of people are in denial. They don't see their situation as dead. They're going on into a fantasy life, and they're saying, oh, la-di-da, everything is going well. Well, when it comes to the truth of the matter, we've got to look at our situation and our life in truth. We have to say, here it is, Lord. I'm a man, and you are God. And you know how to deliver me out of this horrible situation I'm in. We've got to come to the truth at some point in our life.
Well, I think a lot of people don't know there's a way out. Mm-hmm. I think they've just given up and says, I'll do it. Like one man said to me one time, he said, I have to do the drill.
Oh, wow.
And he told me, he had been in through a divorce situation. He said, I have to make. And this man was a numbers guy. I mean, he really knew finances, and he knew the taxable effect of what he'd done. But he said, I've been divorced. I have three children I'm having to support. I have to make $16,000 a year before I get a dime for myself.
Oh.
Now, what he was really saying is, and he used these words, he said, I have to go to work and do the drill every day, every week, and nothing changes. And I've got 18 or 20 years ahead of me to continue to do this.
Whoa.
Well, felt like he was in a hopeless situation.
Really?
Now, some of you may be locked in with something else. Maybe it's not a result of a divorce and child support and alimony and all that stuff. It may be that you're locked in with credit cards. Maybe you're living in a house you can't pay for. You're driving a car that you really can't pay for. And you're saying, how can I get out of this mess? Or maybe it's a spirit of infirmity. Well, I've always been sick. I've had this weakness in my body, and I can't seem to beat it. Well, I want to tell you, when the Holy Spirit comes, he comes fully equipped. Mm-hmm. And we have an opportunity here to call the Holy Spirit in on our situation. And when he comes, he has the ability to change that situation that's been so full of death, maybe for years and years and years. Maybe if, as you look up the family tree, it's always been there.
Mm-hmm.
You say, well, our family has always been cursed with alcoholism or drug abuse or wife beating or whatever it is.
We're always never feuding.
Been able to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Poverty's always been a part of our bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
What we're telling you is we've got good news for you. You can change that by making a decision and changing your behavior, and you can do that.
That's right. Now, we have another series that we call Fighting Back, and that's when we have a contractual agreement that we are against or we need to cut off things from the past. We go into the bathroom and we wash our hands of, say, a contract. It's an inanimate object. We take some things in our lives and we can actually talk to those inanimate objects. We can talk to the car that's going south on us, or we can talk about the marriage that's going
sour.
Yeah, sour. And we can actually talk to that marriage. And here God said, I want you to speak to those dry bones, Ezekiel. Ezekiel, speak to those dead things in your life.
Well, I would say it this way. He's given us the formula. If you want to go in the kitchen, he's giving us a recipe.
Yes.
He's telling us what the mix is and how to change that.
Yes.
And we can design the mix. We can design the formula ourselves.
Now, we have gotten into a situation in the body of Jesus Christ that when something goes wrong, we go wailing, crying and wailing to the Lord. And I remember an instant where Moses was complaining to the Lord about the children that he had given to him, the children of Israel. He says, oh Lord, these people are grumbling and complaining. And he says, what are you doing, Moses? I've given you what you need. I've given you the staff and I've given you the words. You go out and do it.
But at one point, I think he called them obstinate people.
Yes, Moses was upset.
And God at one point said, they're odious to me. They stink.
But God said, I've already given to you what you need to get these people in line. Now you go do it with your staff. Now here he was doing the same thing to Ezekiel. He was saying, Ezekiel, I'm going to put the word of God in your mouth, and you speak it forth. And right here, Darren, it says, hear the word of the Lord. And I believe confession of the word is prophesying. A lot of our friends, they take the word prophesying, and they say, oh, that's just too big. That's too mysterious for me. I'm never going to understand that. So therefore, I'm going to totally ignore it. Well, I believe as every believer confesses the word of God, that is, just take the word, like, let's take Psalm 107:20. He delivered his word. He sent his word and delivered
them from their destruction.
Yes, and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. I couldn't remember it.
Well, let's say it this way. They were in a royal mess.
Yes.
And you'd say they were between a rock and a hard place, and one of those rocks wasn't Jesus. It was a mess.
That's true.
And some of you are saying, man, I have been just slammed in this situation forever, it seems like, and I don't know how to get out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I've tried, like, say, if we're talking finance, I've refinanced, I've reorganized, I've gone to credit counseling, I'm right up against bankruptcy now. Is there any hope for me? And we're saying, yes, if you rebuke and I like to inject this, there's a root spirit of the enemy for every problem you have.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in over your head with a spirit of infirmity, you're always going to the doctor, then you make the trip to the pharmacy, and then you go for more tests, and the bills just keep adding up. Well, there is a spirit of debt behind that, as well as a spirit of infirmity. And you can bind that spirit of debt and say, I will not participate anymore in this, because, and folks, I want to tell you, and this is going to rub